Hello, this is Luke with the Android Guys podcast. We are here on our test drive of apps. I'm here with Scott.
Hey, Luke.
Hello. And you are going to talk about a game today. Let's get right into it. What game are we talking about?
This is a game called ZenFlow. And this is something that I found in the Play Store. Mm-hmm. I once in a while will go in and just kind of look for things that might be recommended for me mm-hmm. based off of other games that I've installed. And the graphics caught my eye. It looked like something that I thought would be interesting to try.
Sure.
And it's also kind of like a puzzle strategy game,
yeah,
which I'm a sucker for.
Yeah. The graphics remind me of like the Uncanny Valley kind of look. Has a isometric-ish kind of puzzle. So what is the puzzles that you're trying to solve? What is the gameplay like?
You know, and this is a really interesting thing because the game itself has, I looked it up, there's about 300 levels that you can go through.
Mm-hmm.
But you're more or less, there's a fountain mm-hmm. of water that's pouring out of this source.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to kind of line up these tiles to get the water. You're kind of creating or forming an aqueduct of sorts
sure.
to get it to certain flowers so that they can grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as the game progresses, things, of course, get harder. This does a really good job of like progressing you into that. And that's mm-hmm. something I really like. Your levels might start you out, you know, you'll get a quick glimpse of what the path should be, mm-hmm. but then the tiles kind of disappear underwater and then they float back up in a different order.
Okay. So it gives you a brief, here's what you're going for.
And early on, for sure. But as you go, sometimes you just start a level and you have no idea what it should be.
Okay.
Now, this is one of those games where you can complete it if it takes you 45, 50 movements.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to kind of you know, slide things in different directions, but you can also block your path. So you might have to figure out what order am I going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you do this, you get 1, 2, or 3 stars for completion. And it's kind of like the Angry Birds thing where you could complete it and move on.
Right.
Or if you're one of those people that says, I need to have a 3-star all the way, you can go back and revisit the levels.
Okay.
It does have a really high replay value so far in terms of the puzzle aspect.
Okay.
And trying to complete, you know, if you get through like the first 9, 10 and they're all 3 stars, you start getting to 1 and 2 and you're like, oh, I can beat this. I can go back. And you can see how many moves you've used and what number of stars you're going to end up with. And there does come a point where I realize, you know what, I'm only going to get 1 star on this anyway, so mm-hmm. I might as well just start sliding everything in different directions.
Right.
Now, there is a component to the game that allows you to kind of decorate the puzzles.
Uh-huh.
And you can use coins or these, like, gems to unlock. As you complete a level or every so often, it'll say you unlocked this, and it might be some kind of, I don't know, koi fish or some kind of pond fixture that you can kind of build your garden.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go through the game, you're actually changing the way the background of the game can look or what kind of goes on in your scene.
Mm-hmm.
It does not do anything mechanic-wise, so you don't have to do it.
Sure.
You don't have to use anything. You don't have to unlock. It is kind of cool if that's what you're into.
Sure.
It's not required. When you do maybe unlock something, it'll give you the ability to purchase it for, say, 500 coins, or you can get it for 250 if you watch an ad.
Mm.
So it is a free game mm-hmm. that does offer some kind of in-app incentive mm-hmm. To watch ads. But it's, you know, something that I wouldn't say is necessarily required.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's a pay-to-win strategy.
No.
How is the music and the sound effects on it?
It's pretty relaxing. Mm-hmm. That was also something that I was kind of looking forward to or kind of expected based off of the way it looked.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty chill. It's kind of game where if you like to just unwind for a few minutes, the water... it sounds like it's like a real running water sound. So for some people, that's relaxing
sure.
in itself. Yeah, I like it, but it's also a game that you can play without any sound at all.
Mm-hmm. It looks like in the Play Store it's sitting at 4 stars. What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
The gems and the coins, again, and even really the gems, I have no idea what I'm going to do with those. I haven't accumulated any. I've gone through quite a few levels so far. I haven't unlocked those, but I feel like I'm building up these things that I can add to my pond. That doesn't interest me.
Right.
So I don't know if I should be trying harder to maybe get into the gems or something, but... Uh-huh. That aside, I would still say it's if you're a casual puzzle game, somebody who likes to pick up something and they've got 5 to 10 minutes to kill, it's a great game for that.
Cool. And that is, what's the name again?
Zenflow.
Zenflow. Thanks, Scott. Sounds great. Luke.